Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned. Thank you. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Yeah.
And is that yes, somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I agree. I wouldn't say strongly if, yeah, I disagree.
For the purpose of the question, how should I record that? Because we do have the scale of strongly agree.
What are you in? What were the options?
Yes, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I would support it.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
I guess somewhat support it.
Someone, thank you. Now, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the other power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I don't know.
We do have once again the scale. Would you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or
Somewhat.
strongly oppose?
Just somewhat support. I'd
Okay,
have to
thank
know
you.
more information.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you support or oppose the proposal. The first one is improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose it?
Support.
And would you strongly, and is that a strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. The next one is expanding quality healthcare.
Strongly support.
Thank you. The next one is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
And is that a strongly support or somewhat
Yes.
support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Yes.
Is that a strongly support or
Strong.
somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. What about protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise?
I would support that somewhat.
Someone, thank you.
Yeah.
Increasing access to public transportation.
I somewhat support that.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Yes, strongly support.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And here we have a scale. We want to know if you find those statements very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first statement is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing?
Yes.
Is it very convincing?
Yes.
Thank you. The next statement is, big oil and gas companies knew about climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. It says, yes. Very convincing.
I was
very
a convincing. Kid, so. Somewhat convincing, yes.
Okay, thank you. And the last one for this section is, the communities who have contributed the least to climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. And public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing, thank you. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
If they wanted to make every new building all electric?
Yes, electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use.
What were my choices again?
Would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker? Diminish your opinion?
I don't really have an opinion.
Or no impact on your opinion? That was the last one.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker?
Yes.
Diminish your opinion of that lawmaker?
Yeah.
Which one?
Somewhat.
Enhance?
Yes.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Probably no impact.
No impact, thank you. And would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change?
Yes.
And ensures that big oil
would support.
Gas...
Participate.
even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
No.
Okay. yeah, that was
no.
the last part.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't want that passed on to me.
So would you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly opposed. Thank you very much. And if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Kennedy.
Kennedy, thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, and it will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65
that
and
one.
Older?
The
last one.
No, the one next. No, I'm not older than 65.
Oh, 50 to 64?
Yes, I'm in that range.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm a registered Democrat, but I probably will never vote Democrat again.
Thank you. Now, what is your race? White, African American, other?
Other.
Thank you. And yes, with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful
okay.
night.
Okay. Que pasa? Buenas noches.
Thank you. You too. Okay.